My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. YMCA chaplain, British military chaplain and college professor. The Law and the Gospel. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. James 2:10. The moral law does not consider us as weak human beings at all. It takes no account of our heredity and infirmities. It demands that we be absolutely moral. The moral law never alters, either for the noblest or for the weakest. It is eternally and abidingly the same. The moral law obtained by God does not make itself weak to the weak. It does not palliate our shortcomings. It remains absolute for all time and eternity. If we do not realize this, it is because we are less than alive. Immediately we are alive, life becomes a tragedy. I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. When we realize this, then the Spirit of God convicts us of sin. Until a man gets there and sees that there is no hope, the cross of Jesus Christ is a farce to him. Conviction of sin always brings a fearful binding sense of the law. It makes a man hopeless, sold unto sin. I, a guilty sinner, can never get right with God. It is impossible. There is only one way in which I can get right with God, and that is by the death of Jesus Christ. I must get rid of the lurking idea that I can ever be right with God because of my obedience. Which of us could ever obey God to absolute perfection? We only realize the power of the moral law when it comes with an if. God never coerces us. In one mood, we wish he would make us do the thing, and in another mood, we wish he would leave us alone. Whenever God's will is in the ascendant, all compulsion is gone. When we choose deliberately to obey him, then he will tax the remotest star and the last grain of sand to assist us with all his almighty power. There is only one way in which I can get right with God, and that is by the death of Jesus Christ. Thus ends Oswald Chambers' reading. As we enter into a new Christian year and the season of Advent, it is not only an expectation of the first coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus, who humbled himself to go through the life that we tread in a sinless and spotless way, all the way to the cross, where that sacrifice becomes our only source of salvation. We must realize that we can do nothing of our own, but only by covering ourselves with Christ's blood are we cleansed from sin, and can we rise to be as he is when we let him in our lives and we diminish.